to y'all this morning in Jesus' precious name. Blessing again to be here with you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, again for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We just ask you to help us to be faithful to you, Lord. Help us as we open your word, Father, to apply your wisdom to our hearts. Fill us with your spirit, Lord, and do give us wisdom, Father. Again, we just thank you. Help us be faithful. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 17. Begin in verse 7. Which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he has come in from the field, "Come immediately and sit down to eat"? But will he not say to him, "Prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink"? He does not thank the slave because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, "We are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we have ought to have done." The thought I want to bring out this morning, you know, here's this parable, we've talked about it before, but a slave has been working out in the field all day long, you know, and this isn't just been out there riding on a tractor or something. I mean, he's been out there working all day long. He's a slave, you know, from early in the morning to late at night, bent over, working. And he comes in and, you know, this time, you know, they didn't have hot tubs. They could come in and just, sit back and relax. You know, they didn't have an air conditioner they could go sit under and just cool off and chill out. And, you know, it's quite a bit different situation, but I'm just bringing the reality of things. They probably didn't have but maybe one day off a week. I mean, it wasn't where he could just go do whatever he wanted to after he got off work. You know, wherever their field was, they didn't jump in the truck or the car and ride home in an air conditioner or heater. They walked home. And when he got home, you know, you'd think, well, I can just sit down and eat something. But here this slave, his master didn't say to him, "Okay, fix you something." He said, "Now that you're home, you know, here's the master, been at home all day, and the slave's been out in the field all day, and the slave comes home, what's the master say to him? Go clean yourself up a little bit, so that you can serve me something to eat. I want you to go fix me something to eat now." You know, I'm just trying to get you the image here of how hard we have it. And here he says, "Now fix me something to eat, and after you've done all of that, you can go fix yourself something to eat." He didn't have another slave come and fix it for him. He was able to go fix something to eat. Does he thank that slave because he did the things which were commanded him? You know, we do a little bit of something and we think somebody ought to be patting us on the back because of all that we've been doing and how hard we've had it. You know, we've had to work a little bit today. We had to put a long day in, whatever. somebody ought to just be pampering me a little bit. But does he think that slave, because he does the things which he was commanded to do? So you too, when you do all the things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done. In other words, this man here that we talked about, been in the field all day, day after day, week after week, year after year, weary, tired, working hard. Every day comes home and does the same thing. And the Lord tells us that he's to tell himself, I'm an unworthy slave, and I've only done what was required of me. You know, we get thinking that somebody owes me something, or somebody, we deserve so much. We deserve so many. We deserve credit. We deserve things. We deserve. But if you just compare this to what this man and how the Lord sees all of this, you know, that's whenever we can, you know, if this man would come home and after he worked all that hard, and then the evening, you know, he's fed his master and he comes in and he finally gets himself something simple to eat, I'm sure. I don't imagine he sat down to a big steak or anything like that. Probably had a bowl of beans or rice, maybe, and was thankful for it. That's whenever thankfulness has a little bit of credibility. You know, we are thankful for all the good things God does for us, you know, and it's usually way above and beyond. You know, we're thankful for that cream of the crop. We're thankful for no troubles. We're thankful for the special things. But to really be thankful is to be thankful for the simplest things. You know, from the ground up. That's kind of what I want to talk about this morning. That after we've done the hard things, say that we're an unprofitable servant, and I've only done what was required of me. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. Yeah, it's chapter 5, verse 38. What I'm kind of referring to here is the thought, just get it in your mind, the extra mile. For you've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. Whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. It's our reasonable service. Someone slaps us on the cheek, turn the other also. Let him slap the other also. You know, a lot of times we think just gentle little slap there, a little peck on the cheek, we ought to, oh yeah. But what if he just hauls off and knocks the tar out of you? He doesn't say how hard a slap it is. You still give him the cheek. And if we do that, we may think that we've really done something special, and we've really suffered for the Lord, and we've really... But in reality, even that is just our reasonable service. And I'm not saying, you know, we got to go out and pick a fight so somebody slaps us. You know, there's people that do that just so that they can feel like they've actually accomplished something, or they feel like they're truly serving the Lord if they have to go through something like that. But if it does happen, we haven't done anything super special. We've just done our reasonable service. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your shirt, let him have your coat also. You see, this is where we get, you know, when we talk about the teachings of Jesus, we're not talking about some great noble things that we're doing. We're talking about just doing the basic things that he talks about. If someone sues you and takes away your coat, you give them your cloak also. You give them your shirt also. You know, and I mean, I don't know that you know, we just need to just go offering anything, but if that's what they want, let them have it. It's just a reasonable service. You know, some of these things we're almost, they're quaint. You know, it's about like someone seeing the world, how they see people living simple. Well, it's quaint. But the reality is this is what following Jesus is about. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. You know, here again, I don't know how many people walk a mile a day. You know, there's some probably that do. But, or whatever amount it is, let's just say you walk 3 miles a day. And in other words, you get to the limit of what you would normally walk in a day. Now double that. What he's asking here is not just, you know, give the cream of the crop. You know, he talked about that whenever the woman put in the 2 mites. She gave all her living. And Jesus said she's given more than all the rest of them, because they were just given the little top notion of what was left over. In other words, they hadn't given anything. It hadn't cost them anything. To go the extra mile is not just, well, if I've got the energy, I'll gladly go another little bit. This is when you don't have any energy left, and you go the extra mile. And is that something? No, it's just your reasonable service. You know, the giving of the abundance, that kind of falls into, you know, you've got your reward. You're just living in it, baking in it. But whenever everything's all gone, you're just wore out, you're tired, you don't feel good, and then you start giving, you start putting in extra, now you're doing what's required of you, of being a disciple. You know, Jesus said for us to take up our cross and follow him. And you know, not everybody's going to have everything taken away from them. Not everyone's going to be turned out by their family and their friends. You know, not everybody's going to have to do all those things or go through those things, maybe. But when it comes to just doing some of these basic things, or just what it means to follow, you know, when we're tired, we're done. I ain't going another mile. I ain't going another step. There's a big easy chair calling me. There's a bathtub calling me. My dinner's ready. I'm done. And that's why whenever we read this about this going the extra mile, turning the other cheek, doing those things, you know, like I said, it gets repaired pretty quaint to quote these things. Oh, I'll go the extra mile. I've got the energy. I'm just going to go do it right now. Do the extra mile. And then I'm going to pat myself on the back for how good a job I did. You know, there's a brother needs a little help. We're going to run over there and take the day off and go help a brother. And have fun with all my friends and eat donuts or coffee and do all those things. Or the get together and we'll clean somebody's house and just do all those things. And boy, we're going the extra mile. No, that is just the very, very basics of what it means to be a brotherhood. To love the brothers as yourself. To love your neighbor as yourself. When it gets hard, it's whenever you've worked all day and then somebody needs something. Somebody needs some help. And you maybe you just skip your supper and go crawl under their house. Spend several hours under there trying to fix something or do something. Then you're getting towards the extra mile. And then that's just your reasonable service. We want to toot our own horns and pat ourselves on the back because we're really killing it, you know. But just like this slave, was he praised for doing all that? Was he thanked for that? No. He just was doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's just being a disciple. He's just being a Christian. You know, we help people, and we help people, and we help people, and you know, just over and again, they have needs. We give to them, and we think, well, I'm really doing something here. But it hadn't cost us anything. It's just a little of our excess. We're just sharing around here. And the problem is we kind of grumble about that sometimes, which is the opposite of being thankful. See, being thankful is not just, boy, I got it good and I'm thanking the Lord. You can go to any holy roller church in town and they're going to be thankful for all their blessings. It's whenever we've given and we've given, and now we're even getting into giving where it's costing a little bit. Are we thankful? Or are we wishing our problems would just go away? Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You know, and we've kind of, you know, these people that are just out on the street that are just begging, this is not what it's talking about. I mean, we're not helping these people that just want to live a drug-infested life or whatever, drink it or whatever, or just too lazy to do anything. The Bible does talk about those things. And that's not, you know, we feel guilty because someone's sitting there on a sign, holding a sign day after day, through winter, cold, you know, they go through it. They put in a lot of work so they don't have to work. And that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about people that maybe, you know, there's just people in the neighborhood, there's friends, maybe there's brothers that just need help. And we just kind of get tired of helping them. Maybe they borrow stuff and, boy, every time they borrowed, it comes back broke. We got to fix it. You know, maybe there's a neighbor that just kind of always wanting something. You know? You just kind of wish they'd go away. But here, in doing all these things, is when we can just do our reasonable service. You know, we kind of lose, we see all the people that you can't help, and a lot of times we overlook the people that we can help. And there's a lot of people out there. And there's a lot of people that just need a visit once in a while. Well, I'm tired. I've got off work, or I'm just too busy. You know, I'm just amazed sometimes that, and you go to some lady's house you go to every week, and you, or just some person's house you just go visit them, and they you just maybe say 5 minutes and just for 10 minutes just visit and just don't even seem like anything at all. And when you get up to leave and just say, I look forward, they say, I look so forward just for you coming by and seeing me once a week. I just look so forward to this. Think of the cost if you don't go. If you don't do those little things that we're worried about racking up the gold in heaven, you know, because we've done a few good little things. But think about the damage it does, or the pain, or the hurt it does when we don't do just what's reasonable for us. You know, there's all kinds of things we can do just to help people and do things. And we can do these on the way. We don't have to have someone out chasing us down and hunting us because we're Christians to really be doing something. Might come to that. But until then, we can just be doing all we can do. Just our reasonable service. You know, we work all week sometimes, and oh, there's a work beat coming up. We don't want to go anymore. It's just too difficult. We know pretty well that one of these days they'll be coming to my house, and we sure want everybody there then. Kind of wonder why only half the people come, stay a little while, and then leave. You know? But what's a reasonable service? This is just reasonable. This is what the world sees. They're amazed that we even do that. You know? And even if we had to do it once a week, you know, we just have to work another day. Are we really being doing anything other than what's reasonable? You know, the people that we help, is it that hard? Has it really cost us anything? The point is don't be discouraged about this thing. Be thankful. These are opportunities God's setting right in front of our face. Just to be. You know, often I used to say that, or have said in the past, is, you know, all I want to hear on the judgment day is not, well, here's the crowns, here's the gold. Who cares? The only words we're looking for is, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Servant. Not, well done, king. Boy, you did it. You were thankful because I gave you a new car. You were thankful because you got a new house. You were thankful for a steak dinner every other night. No. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. In other words, just having the heart of a servant and then being thankful. We complain because someone's infringing a little on our abundance and think we have every right to bellyache about it. I think that everybody ought to stand up and take notice about how good I've done. You have heard it is said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Again, that's just the basics of being a servant. Loving our enemies. We think we've really done something when someone said something about us or spoke evil of us or might have even done us wrong a little bit. That's just following Jesus. Whenever we can turn around and say thank you. When we can pray for them. Or do good for them. When we have the opportunity. It's just our reasonable service. We're nothing more than servants. I mean, whenever we say we serve the Lord, it's what we're saying. We're the Lord's servant to do whatever He wants us to do, to go through whatever He wants us to do, be whatever He wants us to be, take the next step that He has me go through, and be thankful. Be thankful. May the Lord add His blessings. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? God bless y'all. Part in peace. Remember Nancy and Kamal in prayers.